Patrick, speaking at the conservative think tank Texas Public Policy Foundation's policy orientation for the Texas legislature, said lawmakers will need to find consensus on issues like property tax reform, something that did not happen during the past legislative session.
When the bill came back that would have given zero tax relief, that we said we're not going to pass a bill that does nothing and go home and defend nothing. We're going to pass meaningful tax reform, and we'll do it in 2019. We need real property tax relief.
Patrick praised Republican lawmakers for cutting back spending and not touching the state's rainy day fund during the previous session. He estimates the $100 million in damage from Hurricane Harvey will likely force lawmakers to use the state savings account to rebuild communities and businesses.
You know, I used to say in speeches all the time, if we have a Cat 5 hit us, it could be a 4 or 5 billion storm. Well, it wasn't a Cat 5, but the result was like a Cat 5. And we will have to take money out of the rainy day fund, I feel sure, next session, most likely.
Patrick ended his speech by taking issue with Texas Republican lawmakers he called moderates that vote against issues like the state party's agenda. Patrick, the incumbent, faces a primary election challenge from Scott Milder, a former rural city councilman from Central Texas. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.